JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
The Ministry of National Security rolled out its five-pillar strategy during 2017 as it sought to address the issue of crime and violence. The five pillars are effective policing, crime prevention through social development, situational crime prevention, swift and sure justice, as well as rehabilitation and redemption. Stay with us as we take you back to the year that was. Improving the capabilities of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to allow officers to more proactively and effectively respond to criminal actions and emerging threats was one of several achievements of the Ministry of National Security during 2017. The first order of business was the appointment and installation of the 29th Commissioner of Police, George Coelho, from within the ranks of the JCF to replace his predecessor, Dr. Carl Williams. The ministry also partnered with telecommunications companies Digicel and Flow to make the Stay Alert mobile application automatically available on smartphones. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague encouraged more persons to make use of the Crime Fighting and Safety app.
I want to congratulate both Flow and Digicel for preloading the app and also making it charge-free. So even if you don't have any credit on your phones and there's an incident, you can use the app. You can get in touch with the police.
Other mobile applications were also introduced to boost the operations of and efficiency within the JCF. The forensic capability of the security forces was strengthened with the acquisition of a bullet tracks 3D system by the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine. The equipment aimed to boost the speed with which ballistic information can be provided to investigating officers and prosecutors when preparing criminal cases. The JCF intensified its recruitment drive to fill 3,000 available spaces within the organization and improve its attrition rate. Two dormitories were repaired at the training facility in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, and four rooms constructed at Harmon Barracks in St. Andrew to facilitate the process. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was also signed by the Ministry of National Security, the JCF, and the University of the West Indies, UWI, Mona Campus, to enhance the recruitment and training of new police officers.
With the university coming on board for 300 spaces, we are up to 1,000.
A new five-member Firearm Licensing Authority FLA board was appointed following the resignation of the previous board in August due to the unearthing of irregularities regarding the issuance of firearm licenses to persons deemed unfit. The selection of the new board, headed by National Security Advisor Major General Anthony Anderson, forms part of measures to drive the ongoing reform process of the FLA. Over at the Department of Correctional Services, DCS, juvenile offenders aged 12 to 17 years were targeted for rehabilitation under the We Transform program. The initiative was introduced to reduce reoffending and prepare the beneficiaries for reintegration into society. The program was introduced in all juvenile centers across the island. The older inmates were also engaged in rehabilitation initiatives, while electronic ankle bracelets were introduced to monitor those on bail.
All of those rehabilitation activities are now geared towards not just skills training, but the development of life skills to create better citizens who can make better decisions when they're released or during their incarceration.
The Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. Last year, the Department of Correctional Services received riot gear donated by the United States Embassy to boost the capacity of correctional officers to plan for and respond to situations that require the use of force. And a Dropbox service was launched at the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA's head office, on Constant Spring Road in Kingston to facilitate speedier passport renewals by eliminating the need for clients to join queues to have documents processed. As the Ministry of National Security looks to 2018, it will continue its mission to improve citizen security and public safety.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.